by Diane Chamberlain. Read for you by Susan Bennett. It's a terrible feeling, being despised. From the moment I set foot in Hickory, I felt the suspicion, distrust, and outright hostility of most of the people I met. Even my new sister-in-law regarded me with disdain. When Henry told me Lucy was just a few years younger than me, I thought, how wonderful, we can be friends. But we were not anywhere close to being friends. I was making my bed one bright June morning when I heard footsteps in the hall outside the room I shared with Henry. Lucy pushed open the door, walking into the room without knocking, and I tightened the sash of my robe. Neither Henry nor I was happy about living with his mother and sister. In a month or so, we would move into our own home. I hoped that would make things better. Our marriage, my relationship with my mother-in-law, Ruth, my heavy heart. I hadn't been happy in so long. I doubted a new house was going to fix what was wrong with me. Lucy flopped down on Henry's bed in her coral linen blouse and tan capris. She held a long white envelope, thick with its contents, in her hand. "Can you drive me to Adora's house in the Buick?" she asked, holding the envelope in the air. "I want to drop off the money for the headstone." "I thought your mother was going to take the money to her," I said, as I tucked the chenille bedspread beneath my pillow. Adora was Ruth's former maid, and her little grandson was one of the first victims of the polio epidemic sweeping through Catawba County. "She asked me to do it." Lucy patted her hair, as if making sure every strand was in place. She was a pretty girl, her dark blonde hair perfectly coiffed in a wavy bob. Her blue eyes lit up when she smiled, although I rarely saw that smile directed at me. "Mama doesn't like going to colored town," she continued. "But the cab drivers don't like going there either. And we have that car sitting right here in the garage. Please?" I was surprised by the request. Lucy never made a secret of her disdain for me. Plus, gas was rationed. We didn't drive anywhere unless it was absolutely necessary, and we certainly never drove the Buick. It hadn't been out of the garage in the 5 months I'd lived in Hickory. Henry had told me right from the start that I wouldn't be driving as long as the war was going on. I knew how to drive, but the Buick needed new tires, and with rubber being rationed, it would be a while, if ever, before Henry would be able to get them.